And then ask yourself another question. Who am I taking care of? Because in light of the scripture that we have in 1 Peter chapter 5, it is to the elders to take care of the flock of God. But because this is a young adult camp, and we have always encouraged the young people that, you know, you have to get serious, that things are going to be committed into your hands, the future of the assembly rests in your hands, we want to talk to each other in such a way this morning that we not only set old against young, but we come into the good of what God has for us. So that as we leave the camp, you can, in your mind, say to yourself, there are those that the Lord wants me to take care of. And if you do not take care of the people of God, the sheep, as it were, there are dangers that the sheep will encounter. If there is no food provided for the sheep, for the flock, the sheep will wander away and they will find food because there is a need. They will find food outside of where they are. And as it were, it's a crisis that we are facing. We all complain about the young people leaving, and at times we ask ourselves, well, why? We have to ask ourselves whether or not we are giving them adequate food, whether or not we are saying to ourselves, let us examine the flock to see how are they faring, whether or not they are sick, whether or not they are weak, whether or not they need to be clean. And beloved, we are saying to ourselves this morning that it is it's a very difficult job, as it were. I would use that, but I'm using carefully. A very difficult job that we are in, that involved in caring for God's people. But the Lord Jesus has given to us examples from His word as to how it ought to be done. And we want to just glimpse at what took place in Luke's Gospel chapter 10 and what example was given to the host in regards to caring for one of God's people. In Luke chapter 10, we read of this man that fell among thieves. Oh man, they had a field day. You would think that he was on Eastern Parkway in Brooklyn. He just fell among thieves. And they gave him a good whipping. They took his iPhone, they took his iPad, they took his gold, they took his silver, they checked his wallet, they saw MasterCard, they saw Visa, they saw American Express, and he says, I thank God he didn't leave home without it, because it's all mine now. It's all mine. And they left the man there half dead. And you say to yourself, this is not Jericho, this is Brooklyn, this is New York. So many came from New York. And we can identify ourselves with these things. And you know Eastern Parkway, those of you who live there, we have the Jews. We have those who walk around in their nice curly hair on the side, and their black hats, and their black coats, and their black pants. And this man fell among the thieves, and the scripture says, lo and behold, Rabbi Rabinowitz passed by. And Rabbi Rabinowitz, he is a priest. And there it is, he looked upon the man that was beaten and left for half dead. And he says, you know what? The synagogue is right down there now. I got to go to my service. Just kept on going. The Levite took a look at the man at a distance, walked by. It's all building up, beloved, so that we can develop in our souls what is required in taking care of the sheep, taking care of each other, taking care of God's people. So as the priest passed by, as the Levite passed by, here comes this Samaritan. Now, mind you now, he is on his journey, and he now has to inconvenience himself in order to take care of this man that fell among thieves. The Samaritan came and, let's look at what the scripture says. He approached the man. A certain Samaritan, verse 33, as he journeyed, he came where he was. He came where this man was. And when he saw him, he had compassion on him. This is what is said of the Lord Jesus Christ in the Gospel of Mark chapter 6. He looked upon the multitude that were gathered. The scripture says about 5,000 men plus women and children. The Lord Jesus looked upon this crowd and he saw that they were like sheep not having a shepherd. And the scripture said he was moved with compassion towards them. And beloved saints, if we have a desire to take care of God's people, we need to have a heart of compassion. We need to have a heart of compassion. It's not simply, I'm going to just send him a text and tell him get well soon and all of this. That's nice and it has its place. But to take care of God's people, it needs a heart of compassion. It means I go down to where he is and address the need that he has. This is what the Samaritan did. He simply went to where he was and he had compassion on him. And in verse 34 it says, and he went to him and bound up his wounds. Many of us, we see blood and we want to pass out. Where's the nurse? She's in the back there. She knows what I'm talking about. We see a little vomit. Oh, I can't deal with this. And there are some irky stuff that we have to deal with when it comes to taking care of people. Brother Brian will tell you that we go to a rescue mission and the type of people we meet. You say to yourself, how in the world do you survive? But the Lord has led us there. There are people we have to hug and shake and eat with. Just so that we can share the good news of the gospel with them. But this is what the Samaritan did. He went down to where he is and he bound up his wound, pouring in oil and wine. It's not simply now having a heart of compassion, but using what you have to address the need. The wine he poured in so that the wounds would not get infected and all of this. And the oil he poured in to give the man some comfort and some peace. He is taking what he has to address a particular need. It says, and he set him on his own beast. Now, if he put the man on the beast, what does he have to do? He has to walk.